With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The numbers are in on efforts by the Department of Government Efficiency to rein in on fraud, abuse, and waste by the federal government. Correspondent Ken Lormond has the details.
Since January, 200,000 federal employees have been laid off, while over 75,000 accepted a buyout option known as deferred retirement. In total, more than 260,000 federal workers have been dismissed since President Trump took office. Elon Musk, who heads up Doge, says the department is making progress, but acknowledged that it, quote, could be more effective. Yet, so far, Doge has saved the government over $160 billion. Ken Lormond, Washington.
There's a new legal order blocking a White House action.
A federal judge has blocked a White House executive order targeting an elite law firm. The judge's order says that Trump's executive order against Perkins Coie violated multiple provisions of the Constitution and ordered that it be immediately nullified. Trump's executive order sought to punish the firm by stripping the security clearances of its lawyers, blocking its employees from accessing federal buildings, and canceling federal contracts involving the firm. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Republicans and the president have argued that legal actions like this one are in reality political attacks against Mr. Trump. More than a dozen nationwide injunctions have been issued in the first months of his second term. The president is re-upping his threat to strip Harvard University of its tax-exempt status. He's escalating a showdown with the first major college that's defied his efforts to crack down on campus activism. The president questioning the status since the school refused to comply with the administration's demands for the broad government, leadership changes, and other revisions to the admissions policy. More on these stories, plus breaking news, found at srnnews.com. Pro-life Dr. Ingrid Scope offers her assessment of what the Trump administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood will actually mean for women's health care.
In regards to this new administration, there are so many pro-family policies, both on a federal level and on a state level. Also, there is a very big push to defund Planned Parenthood.
The doctor says that while many worry that defunding will result in a detriment to health care for underprivileged women, in actuality, there are federally qualified health care centers which provide actual women's health services, outnumbering Planned Parenthood 14 to 1.
Just look at their annual report. 97% of the pregnancy services they give are abortion. There is care outside of Planned Parenthood. If Planned Parenthood goes away, we'll see fewer abortions, but we won't see other women's health care services impacted.
More details on this at LozierInstitute.org. This is SRN News. Now, this must have taken a really big shot of courage.
Tourist Nash Cole admits he felt some fear when he waded into the ocean off the Australian coast to help rescue a 10-foot great white shark stranded in shallow water. It took Cole and a couple of other men about 1 hour to finally free the shark from a sandbank. Cole says it was either sick or just tired. We definitely got it into some deeper water, so hopefully it's swimming still. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Size differences didn't cause any issues when the world's tallest and smallest dogs met up for a playdate last month. Reginald is a 7-year-old Great Dane from Idaho who's the size of a small horse, while Pearl is a 4-year-old Chihuahua from Florida the size of an apple. Both are certified winners in their respective height titles by the Guinness World Records. More details, headlines, and other news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.